Well, you know, the systems were just so separate back then compared to what they're like now. I mean, the addiction treatment system in those days, and I worked in the, in detox and in addiction programs while I was at Cambridge, but the system there, by and large, was, completely antagonistic towards medical care and psychiatrists and mental health and all the rest. They really didn't want to have much to do with us as doctors, other than to help people through detox, help prevent DTs, help prevent suicides, be involved when there were acute cases of violence. But it was a social recovery model that was really very anti-psychiatry and anti-mental health. And so on the mental health side, I think we were just terribly, terribly naive, and the addictions people realized that. You know, when we talked about addictions issues, most of us hadn't had enormous amount of training and experience and hadn't been through addictions ourselves, and we just sounded naive. I still see programs like that. You know, I visited a state hospital where they, they admit, I've forgotten, but something like, let's say 2,000 people a year, and they have 150 employees. Half of the clients have substance abuse. They don't have a single employee who's had day one of substance abuse training. How in the world could you justify that? It doesn't make a bit of sense. No, common sense almost never prevails in our healthcare system. It's all about turf issues and boundaries and professional control and guild organizations. So, for example, in that hospital, I pointed this out, as probably many other people had, and their argument was, well, we're worried if we start providing addictions treatment that we'll get lots of people referred here who have addictions rather than mental health problems. That'll expand our patient population and we'll be overwhelmed. So they thought at the time that they were better off just ignoring it and pretending to be completely naive about the problem. Doesn't make sense, I agree.